Touch That Dial, St. Paxton Isle, you're listening to 103.3 Seaside FM. Our main story at the top of the hour, the Invisible Mayor. That's right, Mr. M is asking where exactly this elusive mayor is, and why has St. Paxton's lead detective become St. Paxton's hottest new publicist? Speaking of snacks, here's a commercial about the island's newest eatery.
Do you like dogs? Do you like buns? Do you like Cranch? Well, if these sound like your faves, come on down to Dave's Spicy Hot Dogs.
Oh, that actually sounds good.
I think you're missing the point here. Mr. M is calling me out for my invisibility powers, which no one can know about, ever. Also, Cranch is gross.
Well, I think he means that you just haven't been around and not that you literally have invisibility powers, right?
Knowing Mr. M, he probably means both.
Well, what we need to do is just get you out in front of the people and really start talking about what's important. We can't let Mr. M become mayor.
I can't get in front of people if the people can't see me.
Yeah, I mean, Todd is trying to find something from her past lives to help you become visible again. I just wish he wasn't so distracted with his new BFF, Sam. What's even so great about him?
He's nice.
I mean, yeah, if you like jerks, but anyways, we don't even need Sam. I can make you visible again. Just focus on something you really like your art.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Things have been so crazy lately. I haven't even had time to paint or snap a photo. Okay, here I go.
Clara, did you just fart? Because I can see your butt now.
No.
But that's a start.
No.
It's great. Just do that again. Fart with the rest of your body?
No. I was thinking about art. I was thinking about how shit Van Gogh is and how much I hate it.
Oh, that did it. I can see all of you. You just had to fart.
Actually, I think I had to hate. Like, really focus and control my anger and hate. It's kind of scary. I'm nervous.
Don't be. We're doing this together.
This is the right thing to do, like, right now?
Yeah. You do want this, right?
I really do want this. I just don't want things to change. What if I mess everything up?
Look, you're gonna be just fine. Everyone gets nervous. Plus, Mr. M is doing so well in his campaign for mayor. You need to make a strong move if you want to stay the mayor.
Yeah, you're right. I should have taken a public speaking class instead of a leadership class. Todd, will you peek through that door and see how many people are out there?
Not too bad. There's maybe 25, 30 people in there.
That's not so bad. That's a pretty good turnout.
There are a few thousand residents on the island. 30 people isn't really that great. I made like 50 cups.
At least you get to ease into it. Oh, and I saw that reporter from the St. Paxton Tide. They're sitting right in the front row.
See, that's good. The press is here.
Okay, it's 6 p.m. Let's do this thing. This, the first city council meeting, is now in session. Now, I know what you might be thinking. There's no council. You're totally right. As you know, Mr. Melange has decided to run for mayor, and I support his decision to help create a more fair and representative government. However, as I am the current mayor, I believe it is well within my authority and in the best interest of St. Paxton residents to develop 7 districts that will each be represented by an elected councilperson. The map of St. Paxton's new districts will be posted on the first floor of City Hall. Now, for more exciting business, it has come to my attention that former mayor, Darius Hemsley, had invested in a new attraction for St. Paxton.
Oh, fuck, she's going off script.
Wait, is she?
The theme park.
Oh, crabs.
The St. Paxton Pier is already home to many favorite shops, restaurants, and bars. It's a shame that the Ferris wheel and other rides and attractions remain unused by our residents and visitors. yes, sir? Did you have a question?
Hello, my name is Nicholas Watley. I live on the southwest side of St. Paxton, and Mayor Hemsley probably didn't open it for a reason. I mean, personally, I find the whole thing kind of frightening. A theme park on a pier. Do we really want to open ourselves up to that kind of liability?
Thank you for your question, Mr. Watley. My counsel, the Magistrate of Justice, has advised me that upon completion of a full safety inspection, we will be able to open the St. Paxton Pier.
I have a question as well. What's the theme of the theme park?
Another great question.
I wasn't finished, though.
Did you have a suggestion for the theme of the park?
Wait, does that mean there isn't an existing theme?
No, that's not what that means.
Well, it's not a theme park without a theme.
Agreed. A theme park needs a theme.
The theme is kind of an under-the-sea thing with merfolk and fish people.
I love it. It's so St. Paxton.
If you open this park, it will ruin St. Paxton.
Jeez, this guy is really bashing the idea.
Yeah, he's not letting up. Poor Clara.
And furthermore, a small portion of that park backs up against my property. I do not want a theme park in my backyard.
Well, you are certainly welcome to vote for someone that is anti-theme park. But I want to bring Dole Whips to this island.
She's got my vote.
Oh, yeah. At first, I was worried about the load-bearing capabilities and structural integrity of the pier, but I mean, she's got me at a frozen whip pineapple.
Are you kidding? Dole Whips? You're going to risk lives for Dole Whips? Are you a mayor or a child? Or do you just think we're all children? That all it takes is some flashing lights and some fast rides and a sweet treat? And to hell with the ramifications.
This meeting is adjourned.
I mean, how's it going to affect the water quality?
Oh my gosh, can you believe that guy? What a jerk.
Yeah, totally. Freaking jerk. Do you want me to kick him in the ass?
Oh, please.
I would not do that.
No, I mean, no. Terrible,
I'm a good kid. And that's terrible advice. You should be a better adult.
I try. I have all these sample cups of Dole Whip that I made at home, and he's just ruined my fun idea. You know what? No Dole Whips for anyone. I'll eat them. I'll be in my office.
That's very adult of you, but could I have one?
Oh, yes, here. That was mean. I'm sorry. Here, have two.
Hey, Mr. Watley, could I talk to you for a second?
Yes, of course.
So, I'm not sure if you understand this, but property values are really going to triple with the opening of this park. That should be a pretty big incentive, you know, if you were maybe interested in relocating. You know, should you ever wish to move to a nicer part of town? Perhaps Innsmouth?
It's not the rising values I'm concerned about. It's the safety of this community.
Oh, right. Yes, community. Look, I too am interested in helping the community and keeping it safe. What if... Would you consider serving on a safety board to help us as we move through the inspection process? We could really use a person like you, you know, with a community-first attitude and an eye towards public safety. What do you say, Nicholas? Can we count on your participation and your vote?
Out of my way.
Oh, where'd he go?
Where'd who go? Oh, did you want me to get you a sample cup of Dole Whip? Claire's eating like 50 of them in her office. It's so gross. Honestly, I don't get it. I think she might have just made like scrambled pineapple. I didn't really like it. But I mean, like, I still ate those two because she was watching me. The things you do for your friends.
Samples. Classic Clara.